It's Fox and Food.
I'm Lillian Wu, Fox News. For some of the most beautiful Easter eggs around, Martha Stewart says start with beans.
Any kind of bean or chickpea, dry beans, or rice, or you can use even peanuts in the shell. Put an inch in a paper cup and put 10 drops of liquid food coloring, and then put a hard-boiled egg and shake. And you get a speckled egg, a beautiful speckled egg. So nice.
Stewart, known for hosting some memorable Easter egg hunts, sharing tips online.
Just go to Martha Stewart Facebook page and access the information. It's really fun.
You can dry the eggs on a pin board made from a half-inch thick foam board and flathead pins to make sure your guests are sufficiently fueled up. A hearty brunch.
In our magazine, we have Martha Stewart Living, we have a really beautiful Easter brunch that I created, including pea and potato pierogi, kielbasa, an Easter ham, a beautiful platter of asparagus, other spring vegetables. And that's basically, I serve a pretty traditional Polish or Russian-inspired Easter.
A simple seasonal favorite, steamed artichokes with poached eggs and smoked salmon.
Artichokes are just starting to come from Calistoga, California, and all those beautiful artichoke fields. Steam the artichokes, take out the hoary core, that's the center of the artichoke, and open it up kind of on like a flower on your plate. Put a piece of smoked salmon and a poached egg and some quick hollandaise sauce, and you have a most spectacular dish that is not hard to make.
And if you tend to get attached to your Easter egg artwork,
use blown out eggs.
You just use a sharp utility knife to pierce both ends of the egg, then widen the holes slightly, pierce the yolk with a paper clip, then blow out the contents using a rubber ear syringe. Full pictures and directions on MarthaStewart.com. Stewart says she's had some of her blown out eggs for 20 years now. I'm Lillian Wu, Fox News, and this is Fox and Food.